A lot of people feel poor when they can't afford housing. Well, King County has unveiled a plan to develop at least 700 units of affordable housing across the county over the next 5 years. The plan is to develop these units around transit centers, like light rail stops. King County Executive Dow Constantine told me it's important to make these locations more affordable.
Affordability changes as you move across the region, and in fact, people are moving farther and farther away from work to be able to afford a home. One of my goals in our transit station housing and development initiative is to help workers be able to live closer to where they work and give them a more certain commute so that they can spend more time with their families and not have to spend so much time in transit.
You're linking this to transit. What are some of the possible locations for these sites?
So locations that we know are coming are Northgate, where we will soon be opening a light rail line, and then Linwood. On the east side, Overlake, including the new Spring District, and then in the south end, we are headed toward Federal Way, and there are great opportunities there, but there will be more to come.
When you talk about 700 units, will those be new units in these locations?
Well, some of the funding would go for new units, but some of the funding is also eligible to be used for preservation of existing units. So there may be a building within easy walking distance of an upcoming rail station that would be under development pressure, that might be torn down and turned into more expensive market rate units. But if we can save that building and have it permanently affordable, we are helping put a dent in the region's housing affordability crisis.
It's very desirable to be near transit. That drives land prices up. Can you keep housing affordable?
Well, I think you need a combination of strategies. Clearly need the market to work, to produce more housing and just have a greater supply. But even with that, there is also continually rising demand as more and more people want to come to this region. So we need to make some housing part of each of these transit areas that is permanently affordable. And that means subsidy. That means long-term commitments to affordability. And it can mean new construction. It can mean projects that are in conjunction with private developers and market rate projects. It can mean buying existing buildings and protecting them permanently.
How many of these 700 new units do you think would be new versus just kind of preserving older ones and maintaining them?
You know, my notion is that the majority of them would be new because many of these station areas right now are very underdeveloped. Think of the parking lots south of Northgate Mall, for example. That is a tremendous opportunity. Or the Belred Corridor east of 405. There are a lot of surface parking lots, a lot of very underdeveloped properties that could be housing both market rate and subsidized to support the next generation of families and workers here in King County.
Well, there's also the property that Sound Transit controls adjacent to the light rail stops and the air rights above the light rail stations. Will Sound Transit be kicking in that for construction of affordable housing?
So this is a great opportunity that was created by this year's legislature. Sound Transit will now be able to offer land that it has used for construction, for example, first to subsidize housing developers, like nonprofit developers, so that they have a chance to get into the market to create affordable housing near stations. And this can be deals in combination with private developers to do market rate and affordable housing, or they can be standalone projects. But it'll give those nonprofits the chance to be able to be competitive and to have first shot at those properties.
King County Executive Dow Constantine. I also asked how taxpayers will be asked to foot the bill. He cited a number of sources, including Sound Transit 3. That ballot measure is going to be on the ballot in November 2016.